The decision by Republican Senator Fred Thompson earlier this month not to run for re-election has touched off a scramble in Tennessee politics. The surprise announcement leaves would-be successors just 7 months to campaign, and it gives the National Republican Party one more race to worry about in the Senate, where they need to pick up just one seat to regain control. From Nashville, NPR's Linda Wertheimer reports.
The leading candidate in the race so far is former governor, former two-time presidential candidate Lamar Alexander. Alexander has not won an election since 1982, but he jumped into the Senate race as soon as Thompson's decision was official and in short order produced this rather courtly TV ad explaining to Tennessee voters that he's back.
I want to help the president win the war and strengthen our country. President Bush is right about fixing schools. He's right about cutting taxes, and he's right about creating jobs. I want to support him and represent Tennesseans in the Senate with conservative principles and an independent attitude. I'd be grateful for your support.
Alexander is 61 now. He's been teaching at Harvard. Polls released by his campaign show him considerably ahead of all comers, Republican and Democrat. Very well known in Tennessee, he's the favorite at the White House as well, the man judged most likely to preserve the Republican hold on that seat. But there's a problem. Congressman Ed Bryant, who represents Republican suburbs of Memphis and Nashville, also wants to run. Bryant says he won't get out just because Alexander is in.
And here I'm faced with somebody trying to sort of put me out of the race and take away our freedom to choose, to elect in Tennessee who we want to elect to the Senate, and my freedom to run for the office that I want to run for.
Mr. Bryant, speaking at a lunch earlier this week at the House of Ribs in Johnson City, Tennessee. Because every Senate race is critical, the White House has tried to clear the way in a number of state primaries, persuading other Republicans to give way for favorites, allowing Elizabeth Dole to run in North Carolina, making smooth the path for Senate candidates in Minnesota and South Dakota. But so far, despite a couple of conversations with the president's representatives and persistent rumors that he'd be dropping out, Congressman Ed Bryant won't budge. Alexander is the past, he says, a moderate out of step with today's socially conservative Republican Party.
It has been quite a while since he has had an election in Tennessee where he won. But where has he been those 20 years, and what has he been doing with the party and trying to strengthen and grow the Republican Party in Tennessee? And I feel strongly that if we're going to have a vigorous, strong Republican Party in Tennessee, we have to take that step from our leaders of the past and move forward with newer leadership, of which I would consider myself.
The Alexander campaign looks stately on the surface, gliding confidently along, floating the idea that spending $3 to $4 million in a primary would not be a problem. That's way more than Bryant is likely to raise, and that's no accident, because beneath that placid surface, the Alexander campaign is paddling hard, in touch with Tennessee's establishment, signing up local leaders, and enlisting the most effective fundraisers, the kind of money men who not only raise funds for Alexander, but can steer money away from competitors. Alexander says it's simple. Why take a chance on anyone else?
Here's why I would hope they would pick me. I hope they look at me and say, look, we're not playing ping pong here. We're in a time of war, and we ought to pick someone first who has the experience and background to help the president and the country from day one. And I would argue that I've got that experience and background. And second, we ought to pick the candidate most likely to hold the seat.
Bryant's best shot is his claim to represent new Republicans, Southern conservatives who used to be Democrats, plus the suburban conservatives raised under the Reagan administration, as opposed to the old-line Republicans of Tennessee, who trace their political roots straight back to Lincoln and the days when the Republican stronghold of East Tennessee sided with the Union against the rest of the state. That's what this fight's about, according to Bryant supporter Lloyd Daugherty of the Tennessee Conservative Union.
This is a war between the Panama Canal giving away income tax support and champagne sipping, Bree Nibbling Country Club Republicans represented by Lamar Alexander and the the Reagan supporting income tax, opposing fried chicken, eating an iced tea, drinking grassroots working Republicans, as this time represented by Ed Bryant. But in effect, Ed Bryant is stepping in for Ronald Reagan. It's really his, that's his faction of the party, and that's where it was birthed from the Reagan movement, and that schism still exists.
There is another candidate in this race, the Democrat. Congressman Bob Clement is in his eighth term in the House, representing Nashville and Middle Tennessee. He's the only Democrat in the contest. There was a brief flirtation with the possibility of running by Tipper Gore, the wife of former Vice President Al Gore, but Mrs. Gore very quickly threw her support to Clement.
Although I seriously considered running for this seat, and I appreciate the encouragement, I decided that we had a very unique opportunity to unite early on behind a strong and wonderful man who will make a tremendous candidate for the United States Senate.
With no other Democrats and no primary, Clement is not really campaigning yet, just adding a few comments to his regular conversations with small groups of constituents.
How's Ms. Mayor?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Do you think I've lost my cotton picking mind getting in this race?
This was at the Woodbine Community Center in a working-class neighborhood in South Nashville, where Clement did try out a few campaign themes.
Because I think President Bush and the Bush administration has put the best team in place in order to combat terrorism. But I don't see the same team together when it comes to domestic and economic policy. And the Bush administration is going to have to improve in that area.
Clements is a hide-in-the-weeds-and-wait kind of strategy, hoping that the two Republicans might rip each other up and help elect a Democrat for the first time in a dozen years.
They're positioned very well for a very divisive primary. Most of their differences have been behind closed doors in the past, but I think it's been festering more and more in recent years. And now it has truly surfaced, and now you truly have a major split.
Both national parties will now have to spend money in this race. Since the popular incumbent decided to step aside, Democrats have a chance to recapture a seat once held by Al Gore. But the widespread view from Tennessee is that the seat is Lamar Alexander's to lose. M. Lee Smith is a longtime observer of his state's politics. He publishes a political newsletter called the Tennessee Journal.
I think Lamar Alexander could win this election because he's been a very active, very visible Republican for three decades, was well regarded as governor, did a lot of things as governor that were very well respected and regarded, and is viewed as a very able, attractive individual, and to view this as strictly a referendum on do we want a more conservative candidate or a less conservative candidate, I think is a serious oversimplification of what is likely to occur.
But first, Lamar Alexander has to get past a Republican primary opponent who says he won't go away. I'm Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Nashville, Tennessee.